Both Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager and the attorneys for Chai Sua Vang say responses to a questionnaire sent out to prospective jurors last month helped narrow the jury pool by at least 200 people. In court, Lautenschlager asked prospective jurors how many owned guns and whether or not pretrial publicity about the crime would affect their ability to be impartial. All the jurors selected are white. Vang's attorney, Jonathan Smith, asked how Chai Vang's Asian heritage might influence them.
Clearly, Mr. Vang is of a different race than all of you and us here. And if there's anyone who thinks that they will use race as a consideration in determining this case, determining this case solely upon that factor, I would ask you just to raise your hand at this point.
No hands were raised. Vang has told police he was taunted with racial slurs and shot at before he began firing at the victims. Two survivors of the shooting say some in the hunting party yelled profanities at Vang, but none used racial slurs. Lautenschlager asked prospective jurors if they felt prepared to deal with the conflicting descriptions of what happened.
Does everyone understand that it's your duty to determine who is truthful, who is untruthful, and who is simply mistaken?
Both Lautenschlager and the defense team have gone out of their way to downplay the racial overtones in the trial. One juror was dismissed when she said she felt sympathy for the difficult times new immigrants often face. Two others were dismissed when they said the number of victims in the shooting would make it hard for them to be fair to Mr. Vang. Defense attorney Stephen Cohn would not comment on the all-white makeup of the jury, but he says he's happy with those selected and confident they can be impartial.
I have to believe, given the number of people who were honest and who did voice in open court their concerns about their predisposition, that any others who had that concern would have voiced it. And this is the system that we work under. We have to rely on the honesty of jurors.
The jury was chosen in Dane County because the judge ruled pretrial publicity would make it difficult to find impartial jurors in the area close to where the shooting took place. The trial begins Saturday in Hayward and is expected to last 2 weeks. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.